When Eliud Kipchoge attempted to break the 2-hour marathon barrier, he wasn't just racing against time, he was challenging our fundamental understanding of human limits. What makes Endure so compelling is how it reveals that our physical boundaries are far more elastic than we imagine. For decades, scientists believed endurance was purely about physical capacity, like a car running out of gas. But groundbreaking research suggests something far more fascinating. Our perceived limits are largely constructed by our minds. The most surprising discovery? When athletes collapse at finish lines or hit the wall during marathons, it's rarely because their muscles have physically failed. Instead, it's their brain's protective mechanisms activating long before any real danger occurs. This insight transforms how we understand human performance, from ultramarathoners traversing hundreds of miles to freedivers plunging hundreds of feet on a single breath. The true frontier isn't just physical conditioning, but mastering the mind's perception of effort and discomfort. Have you ever wondered why marathon runners hit the wall around mile 20, yet can sprint at the finish? This reveals fatigue isn't simply physical breakdown, but a sophisticated neurological process. The central governor theory proposes that your brain monitors physiological signals and proactively regulates exercise intensity to prevent catastrophic failure. This explains several curious patterns in endurance sports. Athletes typically finish races rather than collapsing mid-course. Marathon finish times cluster just below round number barriers like 4 hours, something only a brain responding to psychological goals could produce. Studies using false feedback show athletes perform better when they believe they're moving slower than they actually are. The implications are profound. Perceived effort may be the true limiting factor in performance rather than absolute physiological capacity. The wall you hit during endurance activities isn't physical. It's your brain applying the brakes long before any real damage would occur. Samuel Marcora's psychobiological model reveals mental and physical fatigue share neural pathways. We quit when perceived effort exceeds motivation. Research confirms this. Cyclists shown subliminal happy faces rode 3 minutes longer than those shown sad faces. Athletes using motivational self-talk lasted 18% longer in exhaustion tests, and mental fatigue before exercise reduced physical performance by 6%. This connection led to brain endurance training. Deliberately overcoming mental fatigue strengthens the brain's resistance to perceived effort. The essential cognitive skill is response inhibition, overriding your instinct to slow down when discomfort increases. Elite athletes naturally excel at this skill. Professional cyclists outperformed amateurs by 30% on sustained attention tasks and showed immunity to mental fatigue's effects on physical performance. Mental toughness isn't just motivational rhetoric, but a trainable cognitive skill. The practical application? Incorporating cognitive challenges into physical training, such as solving math problems during intervals, can build mental endurance that directly enhances performance. Shut up, legs! German cyclist Jens Voigt's catchphrase perfectly captures the endurance athlete's relationship with pain. Voigt believed his capacity for suffering was 10 to 20% higher than most others. Research confirms this. Ultrarunners can endure ice water immersion for 3 minutes at moderate pain, while non-athletes quit after just 96 seconds at maximal pain. Elite athletes don't have higher pain thresholds than non-athletes. They feel pain just as intensely, but demonstrate dramatically higher pain tolerance. Elite swimmers endured 132 contractions during a blood flow restriction test before giving up, compared to just 70 for non-athletes. This tolerance appears trainable. High-intensity interval training increased pain tolerance by 41%, while moderate training produced no change despite similar fitness gains. Yet completely blocking pain is dangerous. When nerve blockers prevented pain signals from traveling from leg muscles to the brain, cyclists started too aggressively and couldn't walk afterward. This reveals pain's dual role. It limits performance but provides crucial pacing information. During competition, stress-induced analgesia occurs when brain chemicals like endorphins block normally debilitating pain, an evolutionary response that enables athletes to endure overwhelming pain when stakes are high enough. Hydration advice has fluctuated dramatically over time. In 1909, marathon runners were warned against drinking during races. By 1996, sports drink companies advocated replacing all water lost through sweating. After several overhydration deaths, guidelines reverted to drinking only when thirsty. The claim that losing 2% of body weight through dehydration impairs performance contradicts competition evidence. When Haile Gebrselassie set his marathon world record, he lost nearly 10% of his body weight, a pattern common among elite marathoners. Across endurance events, the fastest finishers are typically the most dehydrated. This lab versus real-world contradiction stems from confusing thirst with dehydration. While thirst indicates dehydration, being dehydrated doesn't always trigger thirst. Your body primarily monitors plasma osmolality, the concentration of electrolytes in blood, rather than fluid levels directly. Weight loss during exercise isn't solely water deficit. Research using deuterium-labeled water showed that for every pound lost, circulating water decreased by only 0.2 pounds. This occurs because exercise burns fat and carbohydrates, producing carbon dioxide, exhaled, and water, retained. The most effective approach? Simply drink when thirsty. Your body has evolved sophisticated systems to maintain optimal hydration through this signal. Could your beliefs about your limits be your greatest performance barrier? At the 2003 Cherry Blossom 10-mile run, I maintained a steady pace while others sprinted ahead, eventually passing many who started too fast. While I viewed this as wise pacing, I later questioned whether this cautious approach limited my potential. North American and Kenyan racing strategies highlight this contrast. Western runners calculate sustainable paces to avoid failure, while Kenyans often run with the leaders until they can't anymore. This seemingly reckless approach occasionally produces spectacular performances that conservative strategies never could. Filmmaker Michael Del Monte observed that even humble Kenyan runners wake each day believing in a breakthrough, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy reinforced by generations of success. Sports scientists distinguish between placebos and belief effects, opportunities to enhance performance without deception. Belief effects produce real biochemical changes. Placebo pain relief involves actual endorphin release, and genetic variations affect dopamine responsiveness. Perhaps the most powerful training lesson is discovering you can do more than you think, like when coaches surprise athletes with extra intervals they didn't believe possible. The most profound insight from endurance science isn't about VO2 max or hydration strategies. It's that our perceived limits rarely match our true physical limits. Our brains create fatigue sensations long before we reach actual danger, creating a protective buffer that most people never push through. What distinguishes extraordinary performers is their ability to venture deeper into this protective zone, treating discomfort as information rather than a command to stop. Champions learn to differentiate between destructive pain and adaptive pain, between wisdom and fear. When you face your own wall, in running, creative work, or personal challenges, remember that your first impulse to stop is almost certainly premature. Your limits are perceptions. The frontier of human performance lies in training your mind to reinterpret effort and discomfort signals. Push 5 seconds longer. Take one more step. Write one more sentence. Beyond your perceived limits lie your true capabilities.